Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, is going now. So we're going to start recording from now. So hi, this is Gavin from FE News, and I've got the great privilege to be chatting with Gillian Keegan, who is the Under Secretary of State for Apprenticeships and Skills. And today we're going to be talking about T levels. So Gillian, a big, big week for T levels this week.
Yeah, fantastic week. We had a launch event actually last week just to celebrate the actual achievement of launching a brand new qualification, technical qualification, in the midst of a global pandemic. And obviously that has presented its challenges, but there's been a massive amount of work by all the providers, and we're very excited that we've been able to get to this point because we have been really waiting for this sort of revolution in technical education in the UK for quite a few decades, really. So I'm very excited that we decided to push ahead because, of course, it's more important than ever that we have people with the right skills for the next generation of career opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. T levels were obviously developed before the pandemic, so it's like before the COVID sort of crisis come about. We're currently in this sort of during COVID sort of area and about to move into after COVID, hopefully very soon. But how is the current situation affecting T level delivery, particularly the industry placement, which is such an essential part of the T levels?
Well, yes, it is an essential part, and it's the key difference actually with the qualification that it does have that high quality industry placement in it. We've been working for, well, quite a few years actually, since 2018, to build that delivery capacity within the system and to make sure obviously that the providers could build those relationships with local employers, etc. We've also prepared the teachers and the leaders who are involved with T levels with professional development, so they can, offer that kind of support to the process. So yeah, we're very hopeful that, even though it makes it more difficult when you've got this economic disruption, most, T levels are 2 years, so there is a bit of time to develop that. There has been a lot of investment in developing the capacity, and I think, generally speaking, the areas that we're introducing the first three T levels, which are in construction, sort of building, planning and design and surveying, digital design and production, and education and childcare, particularly focused on early years, they're both still areas where we have huge skills shortages and huge challenges for the future. So I'm hopeful that the employers will still be strategic enough to realize that if we want to get more people going into these sectors, then we have to provide them the opportunities to learn about those career options early on.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the current situation as it is this still looking at the 315 hours for the industry placement? So what would happen if, I don't know, a certain sector is hit harder than others and we are going into quite a hard recession, it looks like, hopefully bouncing out quick. What would sort of happen in those situations if, say, a learner isn't able to get all of their sort of hours in on the industry placement?
Well, the industry placement ranges from 315 hours, as you rightly said, up to 750. So actually education and childcare is even longer at 750 hours. So it is considerable, and it is definitely something that we're going to be working with employers and the industry in the next phase of T levels to make sure that they are ready to support us in the rollout. After saying that, we've obviously started with a smaller number of colleges with a smaller number of students, so we ought to be able to manage it from that perspective. I think the thing about coronavirus, clearly there has been economic disruption and there is uncertainty, which can affect businesses making decisions. At the moment, businesses are largely thinking about what they do about furlough, how they change the operating levels, whether they have have to make their places COVID safe. So right now, clearly they have got a lot of business uncertainty, but that's not going to last for very long. You know, furlough ends at the end of October. There'll be, you know, changes in how we work. The operating models will be introduced. And I think most employers will be ready, hopefully from early next year, to start to engage with T levels, which again gives us plenty of time to be able to offer those high quality work placements. So I'm still very hopeful as we've started, you know, with just three areas, and as we have, done quite a modest launch, that we ought to be able to build on the capacity that we've already built over the last couple of years to get those work placements in place.
No, that's great. How are you sort of exploring how to sort of help employers and careers advice and guidance specialists to be educated about T-levels? There are new qualifications. So what sort of structures and plans have been put in place to be able to help with the ongoing support and education around what a T-level is?
Well, there's a lot of education and marketing campaigns which we've started and will be continuing across many channels, a lot across many, you know, many conferences. I've just recorded some videos for employers to be shown at employer conferences. I've done, you know, all kinds of different educating videos, really, for everyone from Mumsnet to various providers. Having gone to a lot of the virtual open days, which of course is another thing that changed, you know, the colleges were expecting people to be able to come in, see the quality of the place that the people would be studying, the brand new equipment, etc. All of that's been a bit disrupted. So, I don't take that lightly. They've done a fantastic job to overcome those. But, you know, it's just going to be ongoing education. You know, it's not often that we introduce new qualifications. This is the biggest change in technical education in this country, which lots of people have been waiting for a long time. So we'll continue educating, make sure people are aware of them. I'll tell you what though, Gavin, if you go along to one of these virtual open days, and I've been to a couple as a student, pretended to be a student, and they sell themselves these qualifications. If you listen to the employers who are leading edge employers who put so much into developing these qualifications, and you look at the curriculum, as soon as you understand them, if you know the workplace, then they sell themselves. So as somebody who worked for 30 years, I was very, very excited to see the level of quality and just how relevant they are for a 21st century workplace.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. The another question that we've had sort of put to us a few times, but quietly, is how are we sort of going to, as a sector, distinguish the main differences to people who may not know, like employers and learners and parents of learners, between the difference between apprenticeships and T-levels? So apprenticeships, you know, it's a job. It's got to have at least 20% off the job. Are T-levels effectively going to become the opposite of that, where it's more around the 20% being like the work experience sort of element and the such? Is it sort of the flip of apprenticeships in a way?
They are kind of like an inverse of apprenticeships. So as you say, apprenticeships are a job with 20% off the job for training. And obviously T-levels are more in class, 80% in class, but then getting that, 20% on the job. So, you know, they've both got a mixture and they're different routes, but different routes often to the same place as well. So T-levels, you know, are equivalent to A-levels. So you can go on to university, or you can go on to higher level apprenticeships from a T-level, or you can go straight into the workplace. So, you know, there are different, and then, you know, continue your training within the workplace. So there are different routes from a T-level. But a T-levels and apprenticeships basically aimed, they're both built on employer-led standards. And what they aim to do is to make sure that when you get into the workplace, you have the support you need to be able to be valuable more quickly to a working environment. But some people will also go on to university as well. They're equivalent at the highest grade of T-level is equivalent to 168 UCAS points. So that's 3 A stars at A-level. So, you know, obviously it's also a good route to go into some more of the STEM degrees.
Yeah, no, that's great. With regards to T-levels, how are T-levels helping with the levelling up agenda, particularly levelling up for, you know, for regions, but also for the socially disadvantaged groups or BAME learners, because TDEL has been the technical level qualification, and like you just said, entry into STEM in particular. Is there any sort of plans to introduce T levels in a way which is inclusive across the board, if you know what I mean?
Yes, I mean, I think first of all, there'll be a wide range of T levels. So there'll be 24 route types. So there'll be that sort of wide choice, and they all link to careers and careers opportunities. So the first thing I would say is, the key to social mobility is getting a good job, good career prospects, which are, based on what you've studied. So I think that's the first thing. T levels very much aim to make sure that you are really valuable in a workplace. But it also offers another route. So we've got now, more routes than there were. And we also have something called a transition level, which moves up to help people move into being able to take a T level if they're not quite there. So maybe their first, their schooling didn't quite work out. They didn't quite get what they needed. So there is this transition level, which basically individualizes support to help people get to the level where they can crack a T level and really use that to power their career going forward and their career options going forward. So I think it's very good for the leveling up agenda, particularly technical education was always, I'm from a working class background myself, technical education was always the route to great jobs. But it has to obviously be of the right quality, which is why T levels have been developed to make sure they are of the right quality for the workplace today, which of course has changed a lot through all the technological shifts that we've seen, not least through coronavirus. So I would expect that the demand for T levels to grow as the world that we move into in the future is becoming more and more technical.
And what are the future plans for T levels? It sort of segues into this really, really well, really. At the moment, we're sort of looking at it being a different route for people, particularly, like you said, for social mobility to gain the technical qualifications. But are there plans in the future for adults or maybe career changes with T-levels? What's your sort of immediate and sort of longer-term plans?
Well, we are looking at that at the moment as part of, the whole FE white paper and looking at the future of skills and the National Skills Fund. But really, as you would expect, to be able to build on all the things we've learned, be able to build on this sort of employer-led standards and be able to use that knowledge to enable people to upskill or reskill in different ways. Sometimes you'll be in work, sometimes you won't be in work, to be able to offer that flexibility. So that's something that we're working through right now. And we'll be consulting on as well with the National Skills Fund to just make sure that we build on what we've got, but make sure it's available in a format that really helps adults upskill and reskill.
And what are the key priorities like right now? This is 2021 is coming. And what are the sort of priorities now? But then, what are you looking to sort of move into the future?
Well, the priority is always quality. So you'll have seen a number of reforms that we've introduced into the apprenticeship program. Obviously, T levels are our high quality technical education offer that we've worked on for several years with more than 250 leading employers. It's always really quality and accessibility, and making sure that what we're doing here in the Department for Education has real impact in the real economy. Getting jobs young people, getting that first job, getting that shot at your career is quite difficult when you've got disruption in the economy. So really what we need to do is make sure that we are there for young people with a huge range of options to make sure that they have a route to training and or a quality job in the future, which is where the plan for jobs comes from, with Kickstart, the traineeships, the apprenticeships, offer to extend training, really to make sure that young people are supported during these uncertain times during coronavirus, so that their prospects are enhanced and not negatively impacted.
That's fantastic. Can I ask one thing? It broke up slightly when you were talking about the The work experience. So can we just record that again, just really quick, and we can segue that in? Sorry, this went, yeah, went a little bit robot voice. It's probably my end. It can't be DFEN. So
I wouldn't say that, Gavin.
So I'll just sort of go like as if it's normal. So then we're making Leo work for it this year at the moment. So this is going to be our first edit as well. How about that? So can we talk about the what will happen with learners if they aren't able to reach their 315 minimum hours of work experience?
Well, T-levels, actually, there's three T-levels. So two of them have 315 hours, which is about 9 weeks work experience. And education childcare is 750. So they're really chunky, meaningful industry placements. So, of course, we need employers to work with us to deliver those. The capacity has been developed and being delivered across the provider base for the last couple of years. So they've been building those relationships and building those work placements. So hopefully that will pay off. And we, you know, we do understand that right now there is some business uncertainty, and you know, companies will be thinking about furlough and bringing people back off furlough and what changes they need to make to their operating model for coronavirus. But you know, during, as we start next year, that's the time when we'll really be starting to develop those opportunities with employers. So we hope they'll be there to support us. And, you know, these, don't forget, these have been developed in conjunction with industry, because industry are crying out for the next level of technical education. They designed them with us, with these industry placements in. So I suspect very much that, you know, the support will still be available to make sure that we offer those opportunities to young people. And of course, it's a relatively small rollout in terms of 44 providers and three topics. So I would expect that, you know, the capacity delivery fund should be able to be utilised to make sure that we can get placements for all of those young people. But it is going to be a continual challenge to make sure you get the high quality industry placements available for young people studying T-levels. That's a critical success factor. So I'll be talking to lots of employers to make sure that they also deliver their end of the bargain.
That's great. Thank you. And thanks for re-recording that bit. I really appreciate that. I will